I'm a Christian. Since your father and mother, they are traditional people, light and darkness cannot come. And you cannot take her free. So if you are going to have her, then whatever they require, you give it to them and collect your wife. It is not righteousness, it is foolishness. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's. Now it's a different thing now. After you go to give them, then they tell you, oh yeah, drink part of it. Now that you go tell them, say, I don't drink it. Where I come from, we don't drink now. Now one time, take. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Some marriages, the Christian problems some Christian marriages have, that is where it begins. You come to snub us. He turned and looked at her. Nkechi, where are you going to bring this man from? To abuse us, to insult us, say, we're not going to drink wine for your head. How you carry and go? The foolish one said, the same we go. Let's go. In that trouble, the carry goes home. No BG, we stop it. No prayer, no deliverance, we stop it. A cost, costless, shall not come. Amen. There's a brother that was even wise to a point where when he got to drink from it, because he expected that if you bring drink, to be sure you didn't poison it, you should test it. So if they take and he collected it like this, do like say drink and just close the mouth to finish. When they were not looking, they poured the thing somewhere. He gave them. They were all happy. He's a good in-law. And he left with his wife. Praise the Lord. Okay, I think I've answered your
question. Yes, that's the area I want you to address.
Yes. Also, when you belong to, let me not go too far in that area. I think we have finished. Any other sister? That's all. Church, what happened? Are you the last person? Our time don't do now. It's time not to know. Okay, the last person. Don't stand up again. Somebody is on air. Just one moment. On Skype, dear pastor, please, what is your opinion concerning Christians in trouble spots? Is it right for them to take up arms to defend themselves and their loved ones? That is a war zone now. It's war. Praise the Lord. It's battle now. You're fighting war. You have used the word defend yourself. You have to defend yourself where you should. You don't sit down like that and then they are slaughtering you like that. You should defend yourself wherever you are. But the greatest defense is your prayers. Make sure you are close to God and you are prayerful. Amen. And part of defense is to run away. Go and hide. It's a defense. Amen. Run and go and hide. But you don't look for... Leave her, sister. Leave her. Brother... I'm talking to you. You are not hearing me. I was talking to you. I said, leave her. I said, last person, don't touch. She should stand up. Come. She just want to make her look. When I finish, she will go back to her seat. Don't fight. Don't fight. Tell her, say, you know, you are saying her last person. You go, come stand. Because I'm not going to say her normal, but you say her angel, they stand. So we'll go begin pray. Yes.
Praise the Lord, sir.
God bless you.
Pastor, my question is comes from the book of Daniel, chapter 3. And I noticed that Nebuchadnezzar...
The question you want to ask is concerning marriage. If it's not marriage, go back to your seat. Two of them. I pity men when they marry more than one wife. Can you?
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
My question comes from the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verses 25. I noticed that Nebuchadnezzar did not know Nebuchadnezzar did not know Jesus. He didn't even know how Jesus was. But why did he make that comparison from that portion? Said, the fourth person in the fire is like the Son of God. Which Son of God was he referred to?
Which God was he worshipping?
Yes. Which one was he referred to?
He was a heathen. And he saw something supernatural. That person that is there cannot be a normal human being. So, he must be a son of a God somewhere that came there. That's the only interpretation. Yes?
Church, praise the Lord.
Yes.
And what I want to say is that I'm trying to defend my father, Father Moses.
Thank you. Somebody's helping to defend me.
All the women in this church and abroad keep asking the same question about Yvonne and jeans trouser. If you don't listen, that you shouldn't use jeans trouser or use Yvonne. That's between you and God. If you come here, they say that to you and you just ignore it and go back home and still do the same thing that they are telling you to do, it's also between you and God. I came here for the 21-day fasting and prayer from Europe to here. And then I left, I went back. So I said, oh my God, I just baptized. And how am I going to do away with the trouser and do away with the ribbon? Because I'm also a fashion person. So what I did was, before I left, I fixed more than 6 ribbon caps. So I went out, there was a day I went out with my husband. And we're walking, going to the shopping mall. I was busy bluffing with my high heels. And all of a sudden, a breeze just blew from nowhere. I removed the wig cap from my head.
Ooh.
And my husband was standing.
Let that breeze blow here today in the name of Jesus. Oh, somebody shout breeze.
So, what I want to say is that After the priest took the cap up, my husband was standing watching, and there were too many white people around just watching, like, my God, what happened? And the hair was somehow, and they were just watching me. All I want to say is that you can come here and think maybe they are trying to deceive you or something, but they are clothes in Europe you can wear, and they are clothes here in Nigeria you can wear. You can sew a wrapper and wear it. You can leave your hair the way God created you. I think they are just trying to tell you the way it is in the Bible. No one is trying to deceive
you. Put your hands together for my sister. Somebody is here. Yes. Let the Nigerians be here now. She lives in Europe. She lives in Europe. Yes, she and her husband, everybody, for years they have been there in Europe. And it was through this same broadcast she got to know us. Hallelujah. And then after hearing the truth, she was still knocking her trouser with one Yvonne. I'm sure that Yvonne. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey! Somebody shout breeze. Like this. Breeze. Well, breeze blow them in Europe here. Now chain, in the chain them. Tower. If you don't come out, I don't leave you. Amen. Yes.
Amen. Bless you, sir. Now my question goes like
this. Let me add this. The sister, Sister Doris from the security department, are you here? Where is she? Sister Doris, from the security department, please come over. Please come while I hear you. Yes? I want you to hear something from her. Yes, sister?
Yes. Sir, I want to ask about this Salah. This Salah they do. I'm still confused about Christian eating Salah meat. So, sir, I still want you to put more light on it. Bless you, sir.
Praise the Lord. Everybody, open 1 Corinthians chapter 8. First Corinthians, sister, listen, I'm answering your question. Amen. From verse 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 8. Let me read it from verse 4. As concerning therefore the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is none other God but one. For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many, but to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. How be it, there is not in every man that knowledge. For some with conscience of the idol unto this hour, eat it as a thing offered unto an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled. But meat commended us not to God, for neither if we eat are we the better, neither if we eat not are we the worse. But take heed, lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. For if any man see thee, which has knowledge, sit at meat in the idol's temple, shall not the conscience of him which is weak be emboldened to eat those things which are offered to idols? And through thy knowledge shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died? But when you sin, but you sin so against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. Wherefore, if meat make my brother to offend, I will eat no flesh while the world standeth, lest I make my brother to offend. I have answered your question. Praise the Lord. So that last statement, sister, that last statement, what he's saying is, if anybody who thinks that if you eat that type of meat, it is sin, if the person is around, no chop. But if you know they're around, whack your tea, where? When you see and they come, drop them. Praise the Lord. Is Sister Doris around today? Sister Doris, from the security department, nobody has gone to call her for me. Eh? She's not around today. Nobody's confirming that for me. Is she here? Sister Doris from the security department. Okay. Praise the Lord. If you are happy tonight, clap your hand for Jesus. If you are happy tonight, clap your hands for Jesus. Are we ready to pray? Hallelujah.